This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, do get involved in the conversation. I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. I send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. I'll try to get to it during the show if I can. I don't always can. Hey, did you see President Obama today out in Greece? He's making a European tour. Remember, he started his campaign off of the apology tour. Now he's going to end the campaign on an assurance tour. He's going to assure all of the Mediterranean, the European, the Middle Eastern leaders that, hey, look, don't worry about a thing. Trump won't do what he says he's going to do, he's going to go out there and he's going to talk stupid like he always does. I'm sorry. Okay? He's going to go out there and he's going to speak for Trump. Why is he out there assuring anybody? They don't want to see him. They want him gone. They were protesting today in Greece. They didn't want him there. Talking about being full of yourself. You know, we're going to talk more about this in the coming hours, but, you know, the Democrats, they're blaming everybody but themselves. Now, I'm not going to paint with that broad of a brush. There are a few of them. A few of the pundits have come out and said, you know, we're in trouble. We have forgotten middle-class America. We forgot working America. Marga. Seriously. And then all this talk all of a sudden about the Electoral College. Look, I'm not going to beat it up. You guys already know about it. The Electoral College works, period. It actually gives the little people a voice. Just look at the map and look at how, you know, Trump won. If all it was the popular vote, these candidates would never leave the big cities. They'd only go to L.A., San Francisco, New York, Chicago, Miami. They would never go out to the rural areas. They wouldn't need to do it. Now, Barbara Boxer, she's going to introduce a bill to eliminate the Electoral College. She's gone here anyway, shortly. Let her introduce whatever she wants to. She's going to introduce legislation that would eliminate the Electoral College. You know, this is a constitutional thing. You can't do it by law. It's constitutional. Speaking of Barbara Boxer, let's go to a moment in Democrat history to show you how racist these people really are.
Now, as a public service to the human race, great moments in Democrat racist history.
The year was, well, 2009, and a college-educated U.S. Army veteran named Harry Alford, an advocate for black business and the president and CEO of the National Black Chamber of Commerce, was talking energy in front of Senator Barbara Don't Call Me Ma'am Boxer. Listen and learn, my infidel friends, how a Democrat senator tries to convince a black man he's wrong.
The NAACP approved a historic resolution addressing climate change legislation legislation for the first time in the organization's history.
What does that mean?
Mr. Alford wonders why she brought up an organization purposed for race issues in a discussion on energy and economic issues.
NAACP has a resolution. What does that mean?
And Barbara doubles down.
Also, we'll quote John Grant, the CEO of 100 Black Men of Atlanta.
Maybe more black men will bring Mr. Alford back onto the plantation. Hey, Barbara?
Clearly, there's a diversity.
Madam Chair, that is condescending to me. That's condescending, and I don't like it. It's racial.
Barbara Boxer's strategy in this meeting to bring Mr. Alford over to her side was to put pressure on him by quoting other black people who disagreed with him.
I take offense to that. You're quoting some other black man. Why don't you quote some other Asian or somebody?
Well, you are being racial here. Okay, let me be
And
clear.
I think you're getting to a path here that's going to explode.
I am putting in the record a statement by the NAACP.
Why?
Of course, that's a rhetorical question. Mr. Alford knows why.
Senator, as I said, we've been looking at energy policy since 1996, and we are referring to the experts, regardless of their color. And for someone to tell me, an African-American, college-educated veteran of the United States Army, that I must contend with some other black group and put aside everything else in here, this has nothing to do with the NAACP. We're talking energy. And let me speak for the African-American community, since I am African-American.
Or as Mr. Ethnic Purity likes to put it.
He is a black man.
Great moments in Democrat racist history.
She is a piece of work. And wouldn't let him speak. Kept talking over. But they're the ones that care about the black folk. That's why she quoted the NAACP or the NAACP. Nobody's called that thing the NAACP since 1910, for God's sake. I know it's been around that long, but this is how ignorant these people are, and how ignorant and how condescending they are towards you, the black community. I keep saying the worst thing that happened for the black community, as far as education goes, is the Democrats. I'm not kidding you. You take a hard look around. You look at the state of the inner city schools where the Democrats rule, and you tell me that they've done okay, that they've done good by you. You can't. It's impossible. Yeah, just a minute. We'll have a couple more of those today, or maybe one more. We'll have some fun with that. I want to get back to her, though. So she wants to get rid of the Electoral College, which is really interesting because they never want to get rid of the Electoral College until they lose. It's amazing how they had it, you realize that earlier they thought Trump was going to win the popular vote, but they were sure they still had the Electoral College. That was okay then. That's why I say to you, they're disingenuous. They're hypocrites. For those of you Democrats, after Trump is in office for a little while, you really start, you're working class Democrats, you really start have to think about who you belong to, what party you belong to, and why. And I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go far. You're going to enjoy General Paul Vallely, retired General Paul Vallely, joins me after the break. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
No attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name.
We are back.
From the time the car
this is the real side.
To my video game.
And you know, we have an opportunity to put Americans back to work. All you got to do is take the time to make sure that your stuff is made here, in, or at least assembled here, for God's sake. You're listening to The Real Side of the Genesis Communication Network. Always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Head up to the website. You'll find out the stations, the times. You'll be able to get your classic podcast. We have no old podcasts, just so we're clear. Classic podcasts only. Again, I want to welcome to the show. He's on frequently. I love when he's on. I learned so much from him. We've got retired General Paul Vallely on with me. And General, thanks for being with me today.
Joe, always a pleasure. Thank you.
So I'm going to ask you, I already know the answer, but were you surprised by Tuesday night's outcome?
No. I knew he was going to win. I've been saying that for, goodness, 8 months he's going to win. Oh, no, he's not. No. I said, listen, at the end it's going to be divine intervention that's going to make it happen. Of course, I wrote an article on that, published it on my website 2 days before the election. No, I knew he was going to win all the time. I'm serious.
Well, I believe you. We talked about it on my show.
No, I was nervous.
Yeah.
No, I was
well,
nervous.
Well, you know what?
I'm going to tell you that.
When the white women, and I, you know, I made a big joke about this, you know, where are the white women at? Because everybody kept saying, white women weren't going to vote for him. White women weren't going to vote for him.
Right.
And even educated white women later on, when on the exit polling through AP, said, look, the reason I never said I was voting for Trump is because I didn't want to hear all the garbage that was going to go along with it. Think about that. You have American people afraid to talk about who they're going to vote for because they don't want to be beat up by the press. That's a sad state we're in, right?
Well, you know what I've been working on, Joe, since I got back from Florida yesterday? I was down there with Mike Huckabee and General Flynn Sebastian Gorka and Dinesh D'Souza. We had a wonderful 3 days. But anyhow, I've been very busy trying to find safe, secure crying zones for all the sobbing losers.
I love this that's going on. Across. I don't know how you deal with this.
In Montana.
Oh, two safe zones? Are they very deep in the ground?
Safe zones.
Very deep in the ground, are they?
They're crying zones. So they go and cry and sob, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. You know, I love this. They've been screaming that Trump is going to destroy the country. They're screaming that Trump's people are violent. And look who the violent people are. These aren't protests. I've been calling these things riots. Because, you know, they might have started off as protests or somebody might think that they're going to a protest. But they always, when it comes to these people, it inevitably always ends up as a riot. You know, bring out the water cannons. You know what I'm saying? I'm done with this. This needs to stop, right?
No, I'm almost crying. I feel so sad for them.
Because their world's going to change big time.
Oh, man, I'm so Donald Trump. Oh, I'm going to go cry, and I'm going to go to get $1,500 a week from Soros, and I'm going to go protest, and I'm going to join all these other losers. And
well, but General, just as the presidency goes, this was not a vote for a Republican confidence, if you would. This was a vote for a guy.
That's for sure.
Yeah, he's not a hardcore Republican partisan. This was a vote to tear down Washington, right?
Yep, great.
Yeah.
I love it. I'll never belong to a political party again in my life. I'm so emancipated. But anyhow, no, it's just wonderful. And anyhow, Dinesh's wife sang the Star Spangled Banner.
Wow. Next time you're invited to an event.
The national anthem.
Well, next time you're invited to an event like that, call me and I'll carry your bags for free. How's that? I won't even charge you to do it.
Oh, hey.
You don't even have to tip
on,
me.
Yeah.
Well,
I even had a nice meeting with Ann Coulter and she gave a great talk.
Wow. All right, cool.
Yeah.
Tell me
and
how
then
this
Snurd,
is.
Snurdly was there. I bet Snurdly, Rush Limbaugh's man for the hour.
He's a very large man, isn't he?
So yes, he is. When he shook my hand, he almost crushed it. And I complimented it on his new shoes. He said, "Well, these are Vans." Oh, are they? Very nice. I think I have to get a pair of those. They were like checkerboard.
Oh my God!
Funny.
So tell me where we're at now. I mean, everybody's talking about how the Middle East is up in arms that Trump got elected, mm-hmm. and the European Union is very petrified. I know it is because you're connected to the Middle East community. Tell me what's going on there with him being elected.
Well, they're very elated on Russian television. What I just did is telling them how this is going to work out. Reaching out by Putin and by Trump to look at, first of all, Syria is on the top of the list to come to some solutions. So I gave the solutions I presented for the last 6 months since I've met with the Russians on what has to be done. So it'll be on RTV later on today, and too, is on RTV. But the next steps are dialogue, a proposed plan, and it'll all be based on Assad leaving, okay? And a new interim government put into Syria, and I've given several names already to the Russians of expatriates who are in Jordan, Istanbul, Paris, and Vienna, who are they were general officers, colonels, justice ministers, lawyers, doctors, who make up the initial rebellion against Assad. So those people are all available to come in and play a part in the new Syrian government. They cannot include al-Nusra or any radical Islamic groups.
But General, we're being fed or keep hearing that Russia wants Assad in. What Russia wants Assad to stay in Syria is a leader.
Well, they
true?
Have because it disturbs things more than they are now. And, of course, they've supported him for years. But I can tell you, the Russians know he has to go. You know, I told him, get him a Dachau outside of Moscow or on the Black Sea. Make it easy. Move him out. Put a new interim government in. Do a restoration economic development zone in Syria. So it's all laid out there. I gave it to the Russians last November.
Okay. Are
it's doable.
Okay, I listen, you're the man that's there. I agree with you. I mean, I heard that Turkey was excited about Trump being I don't know what to believe, what not to believe. That's why I'm always excited when you're on. I heard Turkey was somewhat excited that Trump was now going to be our new leader. I mean, is there a new sense that we're going to do what we say we're going to do, that we're actually going to lead?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, because that's what Trump does, and that's what the people around Trump do. They do things. They don't just talk about it. They do things. That's why I'm creating these no-cry zones, these secure crying zones.
Okay.
For all the losers.
When we come back, I want to talk about the Iranian deal, number one, okay? Because, I mean, he's talking about unwinding it. He's talking about tweaking and changing. Now, all of a sudden, they're coming out and saying, well, wait a minute, you can't do that. There's six countries involved or eight countries. And I want to hit that on the other side of the break.
Okay.
So hang with me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a second. Retired General Paul Valley joins me. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel Nephilim by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
They call me Cuba Pete.
Ah, Cuba. And chickies.
Right, what can I say?
Totally incorrect. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You're listening to The Real Side on the Genesis Communication Network, and I do appreciate the time. Stations and times can be found at TheRealSide.com. You know, you head up there to how to get the show, and you check out the stations, and I'm sure there's one near you. If not, let me know, Joe@TheRealSide.com. Joe@TheRealSide.com. I want to get right back to my guest because I always have so much fun when he's on. Retired General Paul Vallely is on the line with me, and he's got a real pulse on what's going on in the Middle East and the Middle Eastern affairs with this country. General, thanks again for being with me.
Joe, my pleasure.
Okay, let's talk about this Iranian deal. And, you know, if you heard Trump say he's going to can it, he's going to kill it, he's going to, you know, knock it out. And the Iranians now are coming out since he's won and said, well, wait a minute, he can't do that. He can't do that because, you know, you got to have six or eight other countries approve this. And now they can break all the rules. We want to kill it, and all of a sudden we're the bad guy. What's the truth behind this?
We can do what we want to do now.
You know, you make this sound so simple.
It is. Well, oh, by the way, the New York Times is just really getting hit hard. So I've recommended to the Trump Towers, Trump campaign, they set up a separate secure crying zone in Central Park.
Well, listen, if they can have safe spaces, right, we should have crying spaces for them to go hide in.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'd love to ask half these people burning places down and breaking windows all over the country, who they voted for. Did they actually go vote? That would be one of my questions.
No, they're getting paid to do it. We already know they're getting paid $1,500 a week.
Wow.
Plus expenses.
Jeez.
And overtime. America, wake up.
Can Trump actually, with a stroke of a pen, wipe out the Iranian deal for America?
Oh, well, I mean, the deal, the money, of course, is already $155 billion has gone into their coffers already, so you're not going to get that back. Sanctions don't work. So working with Russia with a secondary objective would be the Iran situation. But, yeah, we can shut down a lot of different things, and we can put the fear of Allah in them.
Media's a lot.
No.
I'm actually enjoying this because you and I together would probably get arrested by the NSA if we were together somewhere.
I'm on the verge of crying.
I have no sympathy for these people because again, my family comes from Italy. My family came from a war-torn, you know, country. They saw what fascism did. My aunt, who's 80 years old, has been afraid for America for the last 8 years. What does that tell you, okay? This woman who loves this country and came here for freedom was petrified shortly after Mr. Obama got in. People don't understand how quickly, how easily it is to truly lose your freedoms. They just don't get it. Don't you agree? After what you've seen?
Oh, yeah, but more and more are getting it. Have you heard of Milo?
Oh, yeah. Yes, of course I've heard of Milo.
Boy, he is absolutely, he was there, and I met Milo.
Yeah.
And what a character. But I tell you, he's smart, and he's devastating all of these diverse groups on campus that have been infiltrated.
Well, what's happened is they've actually
society and care and
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, some of those younger people now who are tired of all the other stuff are finally coming out and saying, "Look, grow up, grow a spine, and get with reality." And I think that's what happened in this election. I think a lot of the Dems started looking and going, "You know what? He's not a hardcore Republican. The Dems have done us no favors. We picked up 35." We now have 35 states, governors in 35 states. We totally control 33 houses. General, if we screw this up, as a Republican Party, we deserve to go away. We deserve to be flushed.
No, not Republican Party, Joe.
No? Who?
The Republican Party that you knew is gone. We now have the Trump Republican Party,
okay.
Which is different.
All right, I'll give you that.
Okay, but it's what Americans do now, not the political parties.
Good. I agree with you.
Remember, this is about Americans first, and that's what it's about. And it's not about these damn political parties.
So the media, through all of this, I mean, even if Trump lost, I would have given the man so much credit because of the amount of pressure, the amount of crap they threw at him, and the media. If you saw their faces the night of election night, they all needed serious psychiatric care. That's pretty.
Go ahead, John. Sorry.
That's all right. So they all needed. Wait a second. They all needed serious psychiatric care that night because you saw the looks on their faces. There was no way they thought that this could possibly happen. And now after the election, they're going after him hard still. And that interview you recently saw that he did for 60 Minutes. She was pounding on him like he was the president tag and make changes. They're not going to give up, and they're too stupid to know that's what they gave him the win, didn't they?
Yes, they did. They're going to continue with these ridiculous protests, again, being funded by George Soros at $1,200 a week plus expenses plus overtime. Also, I hope they give them Krispy Kreme donuts there as well. It'd be very good for them. Oh, God, I'm so elated. I'm just euphoric, Joe. You see, I've lost my mind.
Yeah, the filter is off, which is fine by me. I'm good with it, I got to tell you. So, I think this needs to keep happening. I really, see, I love it when the media comes down on him like this, or anybody for that matter, even myself, because it's easy to point out, you know, what a bunch of, forgive me, but what a bunch of putzes they are. Because here, you know, they're calling him out on the same things that their Lord and Savior, Mr. Obama, did.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. Well, it'll pass. Like Winston Churchill said, it's like fog. It'll pass.
Or bad gas, either one. And probably leave the same stench as it leaves D.C., you know what I'm saying? All right, so what about our military? Now, don't just say that he's going to make it stronger, because this is a big job to pull the military back.
No, I'll tell you exactly what we think is going to happen.
Go ahead.
We 200 of us at the Warriors meeting in Washington, D.C. last month, which Donald Trump was there, plus many others, what they're going to do is take off a lot of the top-level 3 and 4-star admirals and generals who have been co-opted by Obama, and we're going to bring new warriors up from the ranks. There'll be the new leadership, and hopefully I'm pushing for Alan West to be Secretary of Defense or
That's
General
great.
Flynn. Either one would be terrific.
That would be great.
And so we'll have a new face. We'll have new Secretary of Defense. We'll have new policy leaders. We'll have a new national security team. So it's going to be good. And what they're going to start doing is tailoring the forces. They'll turn back on very excited recruits now to come back into the military. We're going to change the Veterans Administration. So there's a lot of things that have to be done, and many of those you'll see being announced prior to January 20th, but they'll be basically in that first 100 days initiatives that will be taking, that will be taken as been promised by Trump to the American people.
Yeah, I'm so glad. Now how are they going to move? You know, because the first thing people are going to say, well, you can't just fire a general. Really? How do they move those generals out? How do they restructure and get the right people in there? Can they actually ask them to resign or move them out?
General, I hate to tell you this, but we'd like you to retire tomorrow. That's the way it goes.
I love that. That sounds so mafioso, and I'm good with that.
Well, I mean, General, we just don't need you anymore. It's time. You've been in 35 years, and we have a new team coming in, and we appreciate your retirement tomorrow. Thank you very much. Next.
That's great. I love that. And
that's how I do it, Joe. And that's nice. You can do it with a smile. I remember the day I fired 12 colonels. They called it Black Monday because they weren't doing their job.
I am so looking forward to all of this, and I don't mean like, and I'm not taking pleasure like I'm looking forward because they're going to wipe out everything about Obama. I'm looking forward to this thinking that we're going to get the glory back that this country was in years gone by. That's what excites me, that even Democrats who couldn't stand Republicans are now stepping back and going, hey, you know what? We might get back to where we need to be. We're going to get jobs back in this country. We're going to feel proud again about being Americans. We had become a country of wusses. We had become a country we're afraid to say even hi to somebody because, you know, that could be considered, I don't know, politically incorrect, or it might be a microaggression.
No, that word's gone, by the way. Say goodbye to that word.
Microaggression? Come on, you're wiping out
microaggression.
You're wiping out my new book.
And political correctness. Goodbye.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. There's. You know what? They're not going to know what to do with him when he's. Can you imagine him sitting across the table doing a negotiation and just going, I'm not going there. We're not going to do that. I'm about ready to press the button. Are we going to make a deal here or what? Right? And I tell them all, it was funny how they beat up on Reagan. It was funny how they kept calling him a cowboy, how bad it was and what kind of trouble he was going to get us into. He didn't get us into any trouble. He actually pulled us out of a bunch of trouble. He strengthened our relationships across the world. If I'm off, tell me.
No, you're not. That's right. That's what positive leadership does.
Yeah.
And you know what we are now? The American people, for the most part, that brought Trump in, were happy warriors.
Hey, listen, I'm going to hold you over one more time. I think that's a great line. I want to talk about our veterans on the other side of the break, so just give me one more segment. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Don't go far.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. Hey, hey, not some people are born to wave the flag. Everybody should be waving the flag. You putzes out there, and I know none of you listen to the show. You putzes that are out there, and you're protesting with Mexican flags, okay? I'm sorry. I would round your sorry butts up. Because if you did this in Mexico, they wouldn't be able to find you tomorrow, okay? So, you know, really, there's a reality here that you guys are either smoking way too much dope or you're that ignorant that you really don't understand what you're doing. Anyway, okay, get that off my chest. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Retired General Paul Vallely joins me, as he does from time to time. Always enjoy when he's on with me. General, bring back the water cannons. What you say?
You got to stop laughing. You're too damn happy.
You know what?
You know what?
These people don't realize.
No, you're not. I'm crying here because all these losers are crying. They need safe, secure crying zones. I'm just, you know.
The ignorance where they don't understand. They got him elected. And when they do this every day, The average sane person in this country is looking at them on TV and going, sweet Jesus, what are they doing? How does smashing windows in downtown Beverly Hills further their cause? Are they that ignorant?
Yes.
They're that hateful.
But they're paid.
Too. Yeah, that's true.
No, you got to understand these people are getting paid to do this for the most part.
My
the rest
God.
Of them don't have a job. So,
all right. So the guys that are close to my heart, you and I have talked about this a million times. I don't just say it because it's the right thing to do. I really do love our veterans. I love our military guys, everybody. The older fellows in my family were all in the military, and my parents wouldn't be here. My mother wouldn't be here if it wasn't for our veterans. She actually came out of war-torn Italy. So what are we going to do for, every president that comes in, every group that comes in says, yeah, we got to help our vets, we got to help our vets. Even after all the crap that went down, got to help our vets, got to help our vets. You know what? Nobody's helping the vets. What will he do? What are we going to do to help our vets?
Here are some of the optional plans that we've recommended to the president-elect. And working very hard with the 200 warrior ethics supporters of Donald Trump that met a month ago. Here's a couple of options. What we'd like to do is the entire medical system part of the Veterans Administration. How's that?
No, it's better. There you go.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. Anyhow, one of the optional plans is we want to take all the medical services of the Veterans Administration and move it under the Department of Defense, under the medical system that we have there, okay? So all the hospitals will be managed by the Armed Forces Medical System. You have great hospitals like Walter Reed and so on around the country. So that puts it in a more disciplined environment there. Now, some of the hospitals will be turned over to some of the counties in America where they exist. Some of the hospitals would be closed. So the whole medical thing goes under the Department of Defense.
Well, I'm not smart enough to know better, but you're saying that's great, right?
Great. It's wonderful.
Good.
Absolutely, because they're trained in discipline, unlike a lot of the people in the Veterans Administration. So we take the politics out of that. Now, if we retain the Veterans Administration, it would become something like a separate administration, not necessarily a cabinet-type position. But they would then focus on all those other things for veterans other than medical. For example, processing out jobs and a lot of things, initiatives that are done. And so we greatly reduce the budget of the current Veterans Administration by moving all the medical capability into the Department of Defense. Now, also, every veteran will get a card that he can go to any hospital, any doctor, anytime.
Perfect.
As well as those facilities that are kept under the Department of Defense for our veterans to use. So this is a whole different approach, and that way we'll take care of the veterans immediately because they can go get an eye appointment tomorrow at the local hospital, and it will be paid for. And we'll save a lot of money. It'll be much more efficient, much more streamlined, and so that's one of the option I'm backing anyhow.
No, I think that's wonderful. Now, you were telling me that Trump was traveling with a small group of generals or military men.
Two generals, yes.
Okay.
For the last month.
And
General Kellogg and General Flynn.
And you feel that, people don't realize, sometimes they think these guys do this for show, but is Mr. Trump the kind of guy that honestly realizes that, even though he has said it on TV, he really doesn't know everything about everything? And did you know that? Doesn't he take...
Well, you're Caesarian. Caesarians know everything.
You better believe it. That's right. Did he take information from those guys? Does he truly understand that they know what they're doing and he's willing to take direction from them?
That's why he's been a success. Surrounds himself by good people.
Yep.
Hires good people. Fires bad people. He knows how to do all that.
And I've been saying that forever. I have been saying point blank, this guy didn't become... And look at some people say, well, then why did he have bankruptcy? The guy started over 300 businesses. I'm sorry, if it doesn't go under, I think it's a pretty darn... I mean, from a scientific standpoint, that's not even a number you can measure, for God's sakes. So it's not a big deal to me. But here's a guy that knows how to surround himself. He does these major league projects around the country, around the world for that matter. He comes in under budget most of the time, comes in on time, and he uses a diverse group of people. I mean, for a man that's supposed to hate women, he's sure got a whole bunch of female project managers at the high end working for him. He must be extremely confused.
Sure he does.
So,
anyhow, then I guess they're going to separate California.
I hope so.
Is a separate country, but they'll be allowed to come into the United States, perhaps on a special visa. Rest of the country can go to California if they like to, so it'll be, you know, free travel, but it's probably the best idea in the world because, you know, California just doesn't, for the most part, doesn't fit anymore to America First.
I'm only for that plan if he agrees to build the wall, extend the wall up the California border, you know, through Oregon and to Canada. That's the only way I would actually get behind that. Hey, I want to come back to... Go ahead.
I was just going to say, we'll talk about the wall and what that means, too, if you want to.
Yeah, I do. I want to hit on that real quick. But when it comes to rebuilding the military, okay, you know, we have, like you said, I mean, we've got guys that are gutting old planes to try to get the parts they need on the new planes. So how true is that, and how fast can we fix this problem of bad equipment, lack of equipment, and that kind of thing?
Well, I talked to Alan West about that, and what has to be done is to really figure out right off the bat here, going into the first quarter of next year, okay, what we have to do, and what we are going to do initially, and Cap Carl Allen West and I were working on this when we met, is that you figure out what we need for today and tomorrow as far as equipment.
Right.
What kind of planes do we need? What kind of helicopters? What kind of rifles? What kind of ammunition? Logistical stuff. And we spend money on that and realign to buy spare parts for that type of equipment. We stop the programs and the weapons and equipment we don't need. We stop all of that. So you cut off all that unnecessary stuff that's been in the pipeline for years. And so that's how you start doing that and trimming down to a very tailored force structure that we need to fight the wars of today and tomorrow. And, of course, the first war is against radical Islam, against how to destroy ISIS in 90 days. So that's the kind of thinking we have within the Trump group right now.
And last but not least, the wall. You know, we constantly hear, you know, the wall. Mexico's not going to pay for the wall. I know it's an economic pay for the wall as far as I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. But is that real? Can that really happen? Can he build the wall that will slow these people down?
Well, absolutely you can. Now, the wall is a virtual wall in many respects, if I may use that terminology. Okay?
Yeah.
Part of it's going to be fencing. Some of it's already there. Some of it will be cement. Okay? Some of it will be what we call a wall of detection, of sound detection, the technology we got from the Israelis. So if anybody hits a wire or hits a part or goes through a part of that barrier wall, that will set off a signal, then a reaction force will be dispatched there immediately. You have then part of the reinforcement of that virtual wall, and the real wall is overhead drone support and aircraft support, satellite imagery. And so all of that makes up a system of what we call the wall. So just don't think of it as a giant.
And that's what most people think. When they think of the wall, they're thinking of this thing that's, 30 feet high, and like that's going to, you know, all you need is a fence to get over the wall. Well, that's not what they're talking about. We both know that. Hey, how do people find you, because we're right up against it, how do people find you, find your writing, and help your cause?
Well, they can go directly to .org. StandUpAmericaUS.org, or they can email me and support Stand Up America at StandUpAmericaUSA1@gmail.com.
Okay.
And so I'm always looking for good ideas from the people. Okay.
I'll stay away from the email address. I haven't had a good idea in years. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, General. I do enjoy so much.
Well, we have three Facebook pages too. We have three Facebook pages.
We'll put all that stuff up on our own Facebook page, up on our website, and again, keep up the good work. For a guy, and I'll just put it this way: you can tell your age if you want to. For a guy your age, I wish I had half the energy you have to travel and do the things that you do, but.
You know, keep up the fight. I so much appreciate what you're doing for the country. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. We will be back. Don't go far. Let me tell you what. There's enough crazy stuff going on. I could do 5 hours a night, but you couldn't pay me enough. We'll be back in a few minutes.